We hadn't seen each other in weeks, and I had been teasing him with photos and short videos of all the things he was missing, just trying to get a rise out of him. He responded with a message, saying that while he loved getting those dirty pictures and videos, for everyone I sent him, he was going to punish me. And I loved that idea. I didn't know how he would do it, but I wanted to find out. So I took a whole bunch at once and started sending him two or three at a time. I thought it was funny. But the next time we talked, he warned me again and said he was going to punish me for being so bratty. I just giggled, but I pretended to respect his request. But the night before we were going to meet again, I sent him the rest of the photos I'd taken. There had to be at least 40. I thought I was being cute, but he texted me almost immediately, stating, "Well, you are going to get the punishment you so desperately want, but you're not going to like how much of it there is." And the word "desperately" was in all capital letters. I just laughed. I mean, how bad could it be? But I really wanted to know what it was. Before I could find out, we met and had a light dinner and saw a movie. He was a little quieter than he normally is, and it seemed like he was brooding a bit. There was this manic quality to his smile. At no point did he mention punishment, even in a playful way, which made me want to know what it was even more. When we got back to his apartment, I started being a little bratty again, trying to get a rise out of him. But he simply told me to take off my clothes, with little of the humor I was expecting. But I obeyed, knowing that I'd soon be punished. I was already wet, thinking about the possibilities. I was expecting something extravagant, but when he returned to the bedroom with a simple pair of handcuffs, I was disappointed. He shackled my hands behind my back and told me to lie down on the bed, which I complied with. He then pulled a wand vibrator from under the bed and plugged it in before applying some lube all around my already wet pussy. So I thought he was just going to punish me with an intense session with a wand, let me come after feeling uncomfortable. In all honesty, when he first started using that wand on me, it seemed almost boring. But I was still very responsive to it, and to the occasional finger or two inside me. And soon, I was almost ready to come. And then he stopped, and he coughed to get my attention, so I would know that he did it on purpose. I didn't understand at first. It seemed like such a weird little thing to do. Then he started playing with me again, and I loved how it felt. It started to feel so good, and I was more excited than I had been before. It was sort of fun until he stopped the wand again, and then I started to get what the punishment was. He was going to edge me again and again and again. We repeated this cycle a few times, and then he added something new to it. When he began to toy with me again, he'd look me in the eyes and say, "Focus," in a firm voice, and my breath would catch in my throat, and I would concentrate on the sensations and feel like I was losing myself in them. I tried to remember how many pictures I'd sent after his warning, and I realized it was a mammoth number. There was no way he was going to make me edge that many times. No, he couldn't commit to that. He couldn't deny me that long. But somehow, he edged me for hours with that wand and his fingers watching me twitch and moan and gasp before stopping again, leaving me breathless and so frustrated. And he'd just laugh a little bit under his breath, seemingly satisfied with my reactions. I begged, and I pleaded, and I cried out for release. And he just looked me in the eyes, shook his head, and said the word, focus. We did this so many times that my limbs started to feel weak, and my mind began to run out of words. It started to feel blank and empty, with only the longing for orgasm and the aching building in my flesh to occupy it. I know he warned me multiple times, but this just felt so cruel, so arbitrary. I just wanted to come. I had so many to give, and he wouldn't even let me have one. Just one little orgasm. That's all I thought I needed. And he wouldn't let me have it. He just denied me over and over, and part of me snapped. As I neared orgasm again, and he pulled the wand away, instead of begging to be allowed to come, I closed my eyes and took a deep breath and told him to fuck this torture and fuck you too, before becoming a groaning, whimpering mess of desire again. I was expecting to be punished immediately, to be slapped or spanked right there, but he just breathed heavily and walked out of the room silently before I could even open my eyes. He left me there for what felt like an eternity, allowing me to think about all the things he could do to me in detail. He soon walked back into the room with a box I'd never seen before. And when he put it down, I could see that it was filled with the kind of toys and sensual experiences we'd never really explored before. He had spanked me before, and I knew I was a little bit of a masochist, but we really never played that way. I looked at what I saw peeking out of the box wide-eyed, and I asked him if he was going to gag me. He gave me a slight smile and shook his head. I had the feeling he knew I wasn't going to say another word unless prompted to. I also think he wanted to hear my cries and whimpers without any obstructions. But, oh, did he hurt me in all the ways I needed most, and made me experience things I never knew I'd wanted until they happened. And every time we played with something new, he would always whisper clearly into my ear, focus. He started with his hands and his teeth, slapping and spanking and biting my bare flesh, leaving it pink and red all over. I was full of bite marks on my breasts and inner thighs. They were such good aches, and it makes me wet just thinking about it now. And then he brought out the candles and delightfully tortured me with hot wax, and I could hear his amusement at the noises I made when each drop hit my skin. I could hardly breathe from the ecstasy of pleasure and pain it provided me. But being the expert that he was, he always gave me just enough pain, just enough stimulation to edge me, but never allow me to come. It was like he was in my brain, and he could read my body so well. I thought the edging from the wand in his fingers was bad, but edging from pain brought it to a whole new level. It made me feel so perverted, knowing it was turning me on so much. But I didn't care. And then he brought out the clothespins, all linked together by string, and he slowly attached them to my nipples and down my breasts and belly in two rows. It was a constant pain that made me even wetter, and I didn't know what to expect next. And then I felt the vibration next to my pussy for a few moments before it slid up to my clit, and I gasped and my eyes filled with tears. I thought he was finally going to let me come, but once again he stopped before I could, and I started to weep in earnest. I wanted to beg for mercy, but I couldn't say the words. And deep down, I knew I didn't want to say them. He waited until I had calmed down again, and then pulled the string on a row of the clothespins, and they all popped off at the same time. I whined, and as I did, he said, "Focus," in a loud voice, as he stuck his fingers into my dripping, wet pussy, and I almost came in his hand. But again, he stopped before I could. He kept doing this pattern of edging me with pain, and then doing the same with the wand, his fingers, and sometimes his mouth, for what felt like days, weeks. And every time he started again, he kept saying that single word, focus. By the end, my body was covered in bruises and welts. My face was wet from tears, from all the frustration, intensity, and yes, the pain too. And my limbs felt so weak and shaky. I didn't think I could get up on my own, even if my hands were free. But my pussy, oh, my pussy was so sensitive and aching after all that edging. And all the bedding was wet from the various positions he'd put me in while he was toying with me. It was all down my thighs, too. I never knew I could ever be that wet. Then he looked me in the eyes again and just nodded his head. I heard his pants unzip, and I knew exactly what was going to happen next. He got onto the bed with me, rolled me over, and uncuffed me. He then held me down and put his hand around my throat, making me look him in the eyes as he said, "Focus," one last time, and buried his cock in my tender little pussy. I came immediately, and it was so intense, so overwhelming, that I almost passed out. And as he fucked me, I kept coming. I lost count of how many orgasms I had. There were so many, and they were so powerful that it's like I went to another place, and I was outside myself. And having done that to me for hours, he was so turned on too. And he fucked me with what would be, at any other time, a painful vigor. Like he was trying to exercise his lust into me as quickly as he could. There was no gentleness in it, but it just made it so much better. His breathing was so guttural and primitive, and so full of desire that it was keeping me from completely passing out, just from the intensity of the experience. Honestly, he lasted a lot longer than I thought he would. Spent, he lay next to me, holding me close and kissing the back of my neck. He may have been done, but I wasn't. I needed a little bit more. He'd wound me up so much that even after so many orgasms, there were still more. I could feel them. I quietly asked if I could use the wand on myself, and he tiredly growled an affirmation in my ear. I reached over and pulled it back up onto the bed by the cord and pressed the end against myself before turning it on. It hurt a little bit. My muscles sore, and my clit still so sensitive. So I would just momentarily touch the area until it became too much and I had to pull it away. I was able to do this longer and longer as time passed, and I could feel that one last orgasm building inside, and with it, hopefully, relief. It was slow. Painful process, but as it got closer, a long, low moan started in my throat, and my limbs, which were already weak, started shaking again. If my earlier orgasms had been tsunamis and tidal waves, just floods of sexual energy and pleasure, this was like a gentle, though painful, wave on the shore of a little beach. It hurt, but it was the release I needed. I suddenly found myself weeping again, and I felt his arms tighten around me and his lips press against the back of my neck gently before he started whispering comforting things into my ear. He held me for hours, and we ended up falling asleep in each other's arms. That was last month, and we've been separated for a few weeks again. I'm both troubled and aroused by the thought of sending him pictures and videos again, knowing full well what the punishment will be. It was such a powerful experience, one that frightened me, because I didn't know he was capable of that, or that I was too. But I also want to know what else is in that box. No, scratch that. I need to know. I'm sure I could ask him to show me. But where's the fun in that?